Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. Also, we have Walt DeMartini. We have Jerry the Diver Guy and Casey connected via line, via the web, I should say. And boy, Bubble Boy just walked in, too. Look
just
at that.
In the nick of time.
How
look
about
at that.
That?
Wow. Oh, I was raiding your refrigerator for some rum.
Clearly. Okay. Look at him. Where's mine? That's rude.
He brought you some Coke to mix.
he served himself up.
Yes. And he brought you some Coke for you to mix his drink.
Hey, CJ, if you want to run out here, I've got some mermaid rum.
Ah, there you go. See?
Oh, tempting.
Casey.
Give me a couple hours.
He has his mermaid rum there at the tobacco
traffic
hut.
Being what it is and all.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right.
Might be gone by then.
Well, it's very possible.
But it's Saturday.
Well, you know, that it's Scuba Radio happy hour, so it could happen. We're not diving.
This is random and way out of order, but I'd like to add something to your show open.
Oh, you would?
Yeah,
you?
I had a little thought. Maybe okay. Mix it up a little bit.
All right.
Where the
put on your
the girl
hat.
Says, or who says that? Is that... is it a guy?
It's a girl, yeah.
So, am I going to drown?
Right.
Then I would like to add this.
Uh-huh.
If you don't kick!
If you don't kick? Well, I mean, she could float. She wouldn't have to kick.
Well, it depends on currents and a lot of other factors.
Yeah, waves, wind conditions.
Don't crap on my point.
I believe that's an Academy Award winning Billy West.
Casey will buddy breathe with her. And what'd you say, Bubble Boy?
Oh, I believe the character he was referring to was the Academy Award winning voiceover artist, Billy West.
I don't think that is accurate.
Didn't he play Batman?
Yeah, maybe.
It was Adam West.
Yes.
Oh, well.
And that was Batman's brother.
Poor deluded
not Robin
child.
Either. But anyway, yeah.
Sorry, I totally derailed you.
You totally did.
Reset.
Okay, we'll edit this out in post. All right, so what we're going to talk about today is a bunch of stuff because there's a lot of things to dive into this week. But I got to go back to last weekend first because I did a little. I'm always looking to improve myself, and that is the key to having a zest for life and succeeding in life. There's my little nugget for you.
Wow.
Today.
That was good, man.
Yeah. So, you
very
should
inspiring.
Always be trying to improve yourself, whether that's with continuing education, becoming a dive instructor. If you're like you guys, CJ and Bubble Boy, are open water divers, they ought to get their advance. They ought to get their rescue diver, that kind of thing. Or, if you're looking into other activities to kind of keep your brain stimulated, like acting, you guys know that I am an actor. After my appearance in Sharknado 3.
And that was a little dramatic. Take it down just a little. I like the energy.
Yeah.
But just well, drop it down.
It, well, just lay it to it.
Well, exactly. I'm leaning in towards into it. And I'm trying to...
Did you say Hactor?
That wasn't very funny.
That was good.
Come all right, so now. Sharknado announced Sharknado 5. Is coming out. They released the official title. Had you guys seen this?
No. Are you holding out?
Well, no. I'll tell you. It's Sharknado 5.
No, I mean, you're holding out
global
contractually. You're not... You haven't
swarming.
Shot the movie.
No, yet. No. They've shot it. I think. Actually, you know what? It doesn't air for another few weeks, so there's a good chance they haven't shot it yet.
So, all right. So, but they're going to shoot all your scenes out of sequence.
No, I'm not going to be in 5.
And then... Yeah, pop it in.
I'm holding out for, you know,
director's cut,
7, 8. Yeah.
Director's cut?
No. I'm not in Fargo.
Deleted scenes? Even deleted scenes?
No. I don't like the title, real. Well, actually, I do like the title. But if I would have known this was going to be the title, I probably would have petitioned, like, okay, I'll come back for that. Because it's called Sharknado 5, Global Swarming, Make America Bite Again. Oh, no, wait. Make America Bait Again. That's what it is. Make America Bait Again. Get it?
That part I like.
Hilarious.
I like the second part.
Yeah. Yeah, the global swarming, I'm not sure.
Stupid. Swarming is...
Like Make America Bait Again? Yeah, that's pretty good.
Insectual.
Mm-hmm.
Insectual?
So I went to the parks Memorial Day weekend and honed my skills as a sweaty Florida tourist.
The attractions, as we
call
them.
So I keep my skills sharp when I'm called up to reprise my role from Sharknado 3 as a Florida sweaty tourist.
Smart.
Or a sweaty Florida tourist, yeah.
Which falls right in the line of constantly improving yourself.
Yes, that was my point. So you could do something more constructive, like, you know, continuing education in your diving career. Or you could do something stupid like what I did and fight the crowds at Disney and sweat as much as possible.
I see the comparison you're drawing.
And try to, you know, justify it by, like, hey, this will do me good. This will be my motivation. This is what I'll reflect on when I'm asked to create that magic on a moment's notice. When the director says, action!
Of all the parks, does Disney have an underwater-type attraction?
You know,
only between 3 and 7 p.m. every afternoon.
They have the Little Mermaid there now. So,
well,
you know,
that's right up your alley. So.
Yeah, I went and checked her out. And it was okay. It was.
You can always dive in the living seas.
I fell overboard at the Pirates of the Caribbean ride once.
You did?
In the water.
And what happened? Just kept going? They didn't stop at all,
did
they?
No. Drat kind of got my shirt.
Coin?
Yeah.
Hey, got one of them coins. Yeah, people chuck money off the side of those boats, you know. You could have scored big time.
I could have retired early.
Yeah. 2020 hindsight. But yeah, you know, they had the diving program at the at Epcot at the Giant Golf Ball. Where you could not, well, you know, that's the park, but the Living Seas Pavilion. And I didn't go there. You know, they have...
That's my favorite park.
It is. Usually I do go. And there's someone I know that used to work there. She's transferred over to the Animal Kingdom, you know, because, well, now they got that Avatar theme park over there. And that actually opened this past weekend, and it was absolute madhouse. 5-hour wait lines.
People really want to see aliens.
I guess, you know. It's like, this is what our future could be.
One of the few movies I ever walked out on.
Really?
You should have bought the Fast Pass.
Well, I don't think it would have done you any good there at that part.
Can you not go to that part of it?
No, I could have went.
No. Yeah. Did you?
You mean not go to the Avatar part?
To get rid
part?
Of the crowds, yeah.
No, well, I didn't go to Animal Kingdom. I stayed over at Epcot and
All
Magic
right, cool.
Kingdom. Yeah, so we just avoided that park altogether. But this
has to do with scuba diving. How?
Well, I was, once again, I was gaining experience and real life experiences to channel a sweaty Florida tourist, Casey, when I'm called to reprise my role
you
in a future.
You could have come out to the Tobacco Hut, and we could have gotten you sweaty outside, given you a cigar and a beer, and you could have hiked around back with the homeless people.
Well, that wouldn't be a sweaty Florida
it does
tourist.
Sound intriguing.
Don't forget the cayenne pepper suppository.
That'd be a sweaty Floridian.
When you put it that way.
It's a totally different role.
Damn tempting, Casey.
Exactly. Yeah, see, you know, that's the difference between, you know, a theater theologian, I think, or a thespian, and a mere mortal like Casey.
Hey. I still just want to be a grumpy puppet in the upper deck.
Okay, I'm not even sure what he's talking about.
Your
now.
Puppet play.
Yes.
I just want to be one of the grumpy guys off to the side.
And heckle
comments.
Heckle the other guys
the
when
other
we do
puppets.
Our puppet show at the Dima show.
I'll give a hard time to other puppets.
Oh, boy. People are tuning in. They're like, they're doing a puppet show? What the hell is wrong with these people? I thought we were talking about diving. We'll fill you in later. That's okay. All right,
Scuba Radio.
Yeah,
Not bad.
Yeah, it isn't bad. Not bad at all.
I'm hoping to get a voiceover job like somebody else.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got the Sharknado movie coming. But also, and we're going to dive into this a little bit heavier today. I've been saving, holding this back. We mentioned it a few weeks ago when I heard about this new movie coming out called 47 Meters Down. We are going to talk about this today because this evidently opens in 2 weeks. And there's some concern among members of the dive industry of what this means. And I will explain and give you my thoughts here next, and we'll pass it around the crew, see how everybody thinks we should deal with this, whether in a good way, embrace it, or tell everybody to avoid it like the plague. That's coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Are you into an extreme sports?
The most extreme thing I have done was swim with probably like 40 sharks without being in a cage.
Shark, shark, shooky bark, but you got one hell of a bite. That you don't want me, but can't forget you, mine. I'm headed down your side town, your king of the sea, and I'm out of the crown. Down by the bottom where the water gets cold and dark. Mr. Shark.
That is the Scuba Cowboy. I am Greg the Dive Master. Check out thescubacowboy.com. We're going to talk to Buff probably next week. He's touring around the country right now, playing songs like Mr. Shark. All right, and you know, we got to talk about a few things here today. Sharks are going to be one of the topics of discussion, but you know, last Memorial Day weekend is the official summer blockbuster kickoff, you know, weekend for movies and stuff, right?
Not as far as I'm concerned.
What do you mean? It's not? Why?
Because Spider-Man hasn't come out yet.
Oh, well, it'll happen soon
enough.
That's
going to be fun.
Yeah, but, you know, Spider-Man is Spider-Man.
But Wonder Woman is. I do want to see that.
Yeah, you want to see Wonder Woman?
Yeah, I might go twice.
Mm-hmm. One for Carlos and Charlie?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, the thing. So, anyway, what I was talking about, we're busting ourselves up today on the show, aren't we, guys? God bless us. God bless us, everyone. So, yeah, you know, last weekend, Memorial Day, I think it was actually on Memorial Day, down in Jupiter, some divers got lost because of the conditions off the east coast of Florida. It was pretty windy, and they got separated from their dive boat, and it made the national news. They had to, you know, the next thing you know, there's reports that there's some missing divers out in Jupiter, and the helicopter's going to look for them. Now, they found them, but they were kind of living out a real-life open water movie because it had been, you know, some time before they found the divers. So how they got separated, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But you never want that to happen. And luckily, they did find them. But the reason they found them is because the divers all had safety sausages, and they had deployed them, and the helicopter pilot said, yeah, we saw them in the water, and once we got the helicopter up there, they evidently they found them, you know, after a few hours. So it averted some serious, a serious scary situation or a real-life open-water scenario.
Maybe. That's what they're there for.
Yeah. So use your safety sausage, and if you want any motivation to do that, you could watch that movie, Open Water. It sucks, though. Other than the full frontal there in the first 15 minutes. So that's one thing to think about. The other movie, Sharknado, which we already talked about a little bit, that'll come out on Sci-Fi here in a couple weeks. But the big movie that I am honestly a little concerned with is this movie coming out called 47 Meters Down. I've gotten several emails from listeners alerting me to this. So I've seen the trailer. You know, it's hard to, it's a double-edged sword. You can take that route like, hey, should we ignore it as divers and tell people not to go see it and hopefully it won't be any big deal? Well, yeah, that would be a perfect world scenario. But the reality is it stars Mandy Moore. It's probably going to have a pretty big push here in a couple weeks.
I can't imagine it being that huge.
Well, it may not be, but people are going to hear about it. They're going to hear the buzz about it. They're going to tie it into probably Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. It's going to tie in with all this stuff. And here's the synopsis if you have not heard about this movie. Evidently, it's situated in Australia and at a great white shark diving site. So these girls go out and they go on a great white shark cage dive. They put them in the cage, and they sink the cage below the water surface or something, and a shark comes in, severs the cable, and the cage sinks to the bottom. And then the movie is about them trying to make it back to the surface alive without being eaten by a great white. This is not going to be good for the great white shark diving community
around
the world.
What would the rescue plan for that be?
What if that actually were to happen?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Ascend to 15 feet, well, like 5 minutes, and go to the surface.
Well, the reality is the great whites probably aren't going to mess with you. I mean, they're going to make the great whites out to be like, oh, they're going to come after the divers immediately and start eating you. I mean, a lot of the dive operators in Guadalupe and stuff like that, they're doing stuff outside the cage even sometimes, and in other parts of the world for that matter. So it's not really, it's never based in reality. They're going to make the sharks out to be, you know, man-eaters, just like it was in that movie, The Shallows, when it stalked the surfer girl, Blake Lively.
I didn't see that one either, but you did.
Yeah, you know, and that one was bad enough, but, it wasn't really diving. You know what I'm saying? She was a surfer, and we have too many of those. So I was kind of like, yeah, eat them. Eater.
You're pro surfer death.
I'm just like in the hierarchy. Scuba divers are way more important in my world than the surfers. Not that I want the surfers to get eaten. Don't get me wrong. I just care about us way more. I care about our diving community.
Well, we appreciate your candor.
Okay, thank you.
If my math is right, that's like what, 140 feet?
Yes. So they don't have very long.
How long are they going to live there on air?
I don't know what they're doing.
Sharks can have them. They'll be toast. They'll be symbolized.
You'll have to see the movie to decide whether it's real or not, which Yeah, you know it's not going to be, but people are going to see
sure
it.
It's not real, Greg.
Yeah, people are going to see it, though, and they're going to freak out. And they're going to, oh, gosh, why are people doing great white shark cage dives? That's crazy. Well, they say that already. But they
more ocean for us to dive in.
Well, maybe. Yeah, or it's the backlash against it is more negative publicity for the sharks for this type of activity that's already under attack, gang. And that's where I'm a little concerned about it, where people can just use this type of movie and these type of incidents or problems and focus on all the negative aspects and blow out of the water the potential of this as a, you know, educational tool to show these animals in their natural environment pretty much and on their terms, you know, and get up close and personal with them, which is magical. If you've ever done it as a diver, and actually you don't even have to be a diver to do it anymore. You can do like surface supplied air and Guadalupe and just float out in a cage on the surface and go down there and see these animals up close. It is life-changing to see them up close like that.
Bimini Big Game Club, don't they have like a plexiglass cage right at their dock when they do a, like a bullhead dive? You can just get in with an air bubble helmet.
Well, yeah, but that's not, once again, that's just, you know, different species of sharks. Caribbean reefs, bulls is one thing, but we're, you know, these are great whites. I'm talking more about the Australia stuff.
Maybe we...
The stuff up in, you know, Guadalupe, you know, it's... You know, these are big, big dives and big operations, too. So whether this will have a negative impact is what I'm a little concerned about. So we'll see. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. And, you know, I'm just sharing my concerns about this movie. You know, I don't like it when they show the sharks in a negative light. That's one thing. We're never going to be able to stop that. But, you know, this one is like shark diving in a cage. You know, this is big business in the dive industry for these operators. So on a business side of thing, there's a negative impact to them. You know, you can take that for what it's worth. That's up to them how they deal with that. And some people don't like it for whatever reason, and that's fine. But it's never good for the sharks to portray them in that way. And the fact that it, you know, doubles down and also reflects poorly on, you know, the shark cage dive industry is a little concerning to me. I just don't like that, like that idea at all. I mean, and hopefully it will. The movie will just blow right over and it'll suck. It'll get overshadowed by Spider-Man or something else, and nobody will care.
That's what I think is going to happen.
You think that's what's going to happen, do you, CJ?
Yeah.
Yeah. But man, maybe it won't have that big of an impact. But you were saying during the commercial break that you thought that, you know, certain movies do affect how people feel about, you know, certain activities. Is that right?
Yeah, I think if I see Star Wars, then that makes me maybe not want to go into space.
Hmm.
Because people get hurt.
Well,
with lightsabers.
Well, but they look pretty cool, though, don't they? But there's
yeah, until you get chopped in half
by
a beam of energy.
Well, if you're part of the dark side or the light, you know, the force. Wouldn't it'd be kind of cool to have the force with you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but that's not real.
What do you mean it's not real? Channel the force.
I mean, the force is real.
Yeah. The movie's not real. Is that what you mean?
No, I thought that was a documentary.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I'll have to Google it. Google it, Bubble Boy, and let us know, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. More coming up. Stay close. Give me another drink. Especially when you guys are out.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Walt DeMartini, Jared the Diver Guy, Casey connected online. And now, even via the phone, we have connected to Hawaii. Aloha, Dennis. How you
Aloha,
doing, buddy?
Aloha, Greg.
So, Dennis actually, you know, he comes on the Just Plane radio show, our airplane show, quite a bit. He hadn't been on scuba lately. But he actually combined the two activities out there in Hawaii, and did you just get back from doing some diving?
We just breaking the gear down now. Just Unfortunately, got to get heading back home, so it's cleanup gear time. So
very nice.
So
what did you see? Tell us about your dive. Did you see any? You didn't do any great white shark diving, cage diving. They don't do that in your neck of the woods or in Hawaii, right?
They do offer some of it, but we settled for a wild. Not oceanic, but white-tip reef shark. We got to see a very large, very pregnant one on one of the reef dives, so that was very cool for both kids.
Okay, all right. So that sounds like a fun thing. Now, I haven't been to the island where you are, which is Honolulu, correct?
Yeah, we're on Oahu.
Oahu, oh, okay. Yeah, were you on Honolulu earlier in the week?
Well,
is that what it was?
Honolulu's the city, but the island is Oahu.
Oh, okay. I don't know my Hawaii stuff. I went to Kona for a couple days and did the Manta night dive and had just a phenomenal day of diving. So I'm not familiar, you know, with the diving, but I'm guessing it's probably similar. I don't know. I mean, did they tell you anything like that? Like, hey, you should go over to Kona and check it out over there. Did you get any of that kind of stuff?
I got great impressions of the diving here. I mean, it was phenomenal. It was right up there with, you know, some of the experiences we've had, like in the Turks and Caicos or in the Keys, you know, very clear, beautiful. I'm not sure if you'd like the water temp. It was only 76 down here, 77 yesterday. So, I mean, it's getting kind of sketchy for you, but we survived.
Fair enough. All right. What kind of dives did you do? Drift dives, reef dives, wrecks? What? Well, what kind of diving was it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. A little bit of everything.
Reef dives just to kind of get it back up to speed. And then yesterday was actually our big day. We dove the world-famous Corsair wreck, the 1946 World War II fighter that crashed off the coast. We actually got to dive it. They said that is the only natural wreck, you know, not an intentionally sunk wreck on Oahu. So it was really cool to be able to swim around that. 106 feet we got to the bottom on the sand on that one.
Yeah. And the top of the wreck is, it can't be that high, can it?
It's about 5 feet high, less than that.
Okay.
Top of the wreck.
So a fairly short dive, but you got down there, saw the wreck. You sent me a picture. It's pretty impressive. It looked pretty clear down there, too. So
it was fantastic.
What about
the waves? Current was a little rough on the lines going down, but once we got to the bottom, it settled down so nice. You were able to just easily, swim around the wreck. There was a large green moray hanging out inside the wreckage of the plane, and it just perfect conditions. White sand bottoms and a beautifully preserved wreck.
Nice. Now, when I was there in Hawaii, one of the things that I encountered that blew my mind, they had garden eels, which I've seen those all around the world. And they basically these little garden eels will be stuck in the sand, and then when you swim over, you think it's grass. There's so many. There's thousands of them, and then you swim over, and you're like, hey, the grass is disappearing. What the heck? And then you realize it's like these thousands of garden eels. I encountered the same thing when I was in Kona, but they were huge. I mean, the diameter on these things were as thick as a dime, and usually they're much thinner, like a blade of grass kind of size. Did you see anything like that, or what?
The entire wreck site was surrounded by them, and I agree. They were so much thicker than what we saw down in the Turks and Caicos, where there were little blades of grass.
Yeah.
Now, these were like garden snakes coming up out of the ground and about a foot high.
Yeah, as soon as you realize
over there, and they'd all just pull back into their holes, like you're mowing the lawn.
Yeah, you're hoping they will, because they're thick enough and big enough, and like, whoa, hey, that's a little creepy, but cool. Creepy cool, I think, is the proper way to describe it.
We also got to see quite a few sea turtles. They were everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, and they just are so chill. I think they're definitely native Hawaiian because you could swim right up to them. You know, you're not supposed to touch them, but you could swim right by them. They'd swim right by you. They didn't care.
Well, I mean, it's crush. You know, they kind of talk Hawaiian. Yo, dude, what's up, man? You know, I mean, well, I guess that's more California, isn't it? But it's kind of laid back.
You know,
Hawaii.
That California culture came across to Hawaii, or one way or the other. It's the surfing culture. Everything's just laid back. Mahalo, you know.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Did you have any donkey balls?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think I want to.
No. Seriously,
donkeys are made.
No, they're chocolate covered macadamia nuts, and they call them donkey balls.
Yes, we have. We were served those on the plane.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's one of the food staples of
Unfortunately
Hawaii.
Unfortunately named.
That and pineapple. No, that's just good marketing, I think. So anyway, you did that. How many dives did you get in, Dennis?
We got four dives in the 2 days. We didn't want to go too overboard because my wife doesn't dive with us, so we didn't want to leave her at the hotel all day for two straight days. So we just kind of split it up, and it worked out perfectly.
Smart man.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you get off the plane, you got laid the whole thing?
No, they got cheap here since 9/11. Everybody kind of cut back, so no reason.
They didn't give you a lay or nothing?
No.
What is up with that?
We went to the luau here, and we were supposed to get shell lays at the luau, and apparently budget cuts, they decided to stop doing that, too. So we kind of had to mention it to the waiter, and he managed to find us some. So eventually we got laid.
Well, that's just strange.
Thanks, Obama.
Well, I don't know if that was a political problem that they encountered over there, but yeah. So, you know, the thing, the diving, you definitely give it two fins up. Basically,
absolutely.
Though, right?
Two fins up. The dive shop that we worked with was Island Divers in Honolulu, and they were phenomenal. I mean, they pick you up at your hotel, take you to their shop. They will set up your gear, break it down. It's almost like being on a liveaboard. You just have to carry the gear from the van to the boat. And beyond that, they've got it all. And they're just fantastic. I mean, it saved us over $100 just in Uber fares going back and forth to the dive shop.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, that's
and
nice.
They were less expensive than any other shop we saw. We saw brochures that were advertising, you know, at least $150. These guys were $99 for a two-tank dive.
Really?
I would use them again.
So did they slice up pineapple for your surface interval?
We didn't get fresh pineapple, but they had the boat loaded with other snacks and granola bars and water and things like that. So they took really good care of us.
Yeah, that's probably too cliche for Hawaiians. Like, oh, yeah, well, everybody expects Hawaii, you know, pineapple. Yeah, whatever, Greg. Here's
well, in the reef dive, we were only, 5 minutes out of the inlet to the reef dive, so the boat trip was almost non-existent. Out to the Corsair wreck was a little bit more. We were actually out into the open ocean beyond the bay and got a little rough, so they probably didn't want to have sharp knives out there.
Yeah. And you say you did see some sharks, though, but were like reef sharks?
Yeah, oceanic white tip, and that was so pregnant that she just kind of swam around, didn't really care about us. Mm-hmm. Got some great pictures of it.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, it sounds like you want to go back.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anytime.
Yeah. That definitely be a great adventure. All right, Dennis. Well, I appreciate the update, my friend. That sounds pretty cool, buddy. Did you?
We had a great time.
You didn't see any movies, by the way, or the trailers for like 47 meters down. They
talking
about. I'm not
going to waste my time on those.
Okay. Well,
I've seen enough real sharks. You know, you and I know what they're like in the Turks, and you can be surrounded by them. They don't bother you.
Yeah.
So I don't want to.
Well,
into the hype.
Well, it's not a matter of falling into the hype for us. Of course, we know better. The thing is that this is the question as divers we get from our non-diving friends. Like, how would you possibly ever consider going on one of those great white shark cage dives? Are you insane?
Well, I'll just pull out my GoPro video and show them how I was 10 feet away from an oceanic white tip in the ocean, in the native environment there without a cage, and it's not a problem.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you could do that.
Best answer there.
That's pretty good.
What does he win, Greg? Tell him what he's won. Don't be cheap.
Okay. I got nothing.
Come on.
He just went to Hawaii. Come on. I want to go to Hawaii. Yay!
Well, and the great part is, you know, having the kids with me. Yeah, as you know, my daughter's going to accompany me on the Scuba Radio Liveaboard this year.
That's
right. So we were actually able to get her Nitrox certified while we were doing the dive yesterday.
Oh, that's
the shop
perfect.
Was able to roll that in, so she's now ready to go. She's fully checked out. She's been to 106 feet, so she can handle anything the Turks are going to throw at us.
Oh, that'll be great.
Be great.
She'll be so ready for us to ruin her.
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid of that.
No, I mean with the diving. It'll be so great.
No, I know.
Well, what were you thinking?
My son is not the same since the trip.
Spoil.
5 years ago.
Yes. Well, true. Okay. But, you know, that's what therapy is for, Dennis. So you got insurance. They'll cover it.
Yep.
So anyway, well, Dennis, thanks so much, buddy. Aloha, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Aloha, Greg, and we'll talk to you in the future.
Our good buddy Dennis. You know, Dennis the diver. Dennis, he also is getting a new plane. So you might be hearing Dennis a little bit more here on Scuba Radio in the future because we're talking about flying down to the Caribbean and doing some diving and stuff like that.
I'm in.
No, just still one. Just me. Okay. I'm the only one who can go with him.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You went up to the surface again, didn't you? Didn't you?
Nothing happened.
Oh, I'm about to dive in. Baby girl, hold your breath. We're about to get so wet. Put me to the test, girl, when I dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. The Little Mermaid. I saw her at the Magic Kingdom. That ride they have there, they have a Little Mermaid ride.
Is she a fan of the show?
You would think. She had never heard of us.
Huh. You know, like, you know, was she covered in red paint?
That was a whole different thing.
Oh.
Yeah. That was sad.
That was sad.
Wasn't that sad? I mean, if you saw that's a shame. It's a shame. You know, the whale protesters in, where was it again? Do you remember? Bubble Boy?
Denmark?
The actual
Little Mermaid's
Original
Little Mermaid statue.
The original Mermaid statue, they painted it red. And I'm like, really? Is that really necessary? That's just wrong. And they didn't even paint her well. They just poured paint all, like, they're making her look all bloody or something. I don't know.
Supposed to paint the town red.
But,
not the mermaid.
But it was about you know, protesting whale something, I guess. Something about whales. Saving the whales. I don't know. But I think there'd be other ways to be able to get your point across. I would think. I wasn't really a fan of that. The ride at Disney is okay. You know, it's all under the sea and all that kind of stuff. And it's somewhat high-tech, but they got this new Frozen ride at Epcot where, you know, the technology in that is pretty remarkable. And so it kind of makes the Little Mermaid ride.
So that's where they put all their effort.
Well, the Little Mermaid ride there at Magic Kingdom came out a couple years ago, I guess, and this Frozen thing just came out in the last, I don't know, 6 months. And, you know, the difference in the quality of the ride is, I mean, the Little Mermaid thing's okay. If you're a diver, you might appreciate a little bit more.
Or if you're like a six-year-old girl.
Or boy.
It's no Mr. Toad, though.
It's no Mr. Toad's wild ride, for sure. But it's okay. It's okay.
You know, I used to like my favorite ride.
What that was yours, Jerry?
Oh yeah, loved that ride,
Mr. T. Yeah, they took it out.
I liked Peter Pan.
As soon as they knew it was
not the peanut butter.
As soon as they knew it was appealing to the crowd, like Jerry, the diver guy, they shut that puppy down. Is my guess.
I won't get back until they bring up the new Enchanted Tiki Hut.
The new Enchanted. They still got the old one there. I saw that. It is still as dated as ever. No, it's a classic. You know, that and the Carousel of Progress.
It reminds me of Pup.
When you go into the Enchanted Tiki Room, it reminds you of the Scuba Cowboy?
All the island singing and all the, you know, it's not scuba related, but, it, you know.
Well, okay.
They have a macaw interesting. That plays guitar. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Greg, come on. And the animatronic Lincoln. At the Hall of Presidents reminds me of Duncan Sailor.
Turn like that. The wings move and everything. Does keyboard. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember any of this stuff that Casey's talking about. When was the last time you've been there?
When they quit opening the Enchanted Tiki Hut. It was closed when I went there. Now I don't go.
Okay, well, it's been open for years, but I don't remember any bird playing a guitar. That's what I'm trying to remember.
I kind of do.
You do?
Yeah.
Maybe it was that. You know, it's... I don't.
They
this
play
is
castanets and everything. They're,
well, they play. They
birds.
Sing.
I don't know who trains them.
Well, Greg, we should set up a tiki hut at DEMA this year for Scuba Radio.
An enchanted tiki hut.
Enchanted tiki hut.
Well, that's a possibility. And then follow
an unpanted tiki bar.
An unpanted.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Pants optional.
Okay.
Great. Here comes Captain Cocktail.
All right. Well, it's possible. We could, you know, work that in. I mean, we got our hands full with the puppet show at this point.
Well, this will be after the puppet show.
We need to upgrade our booth at the DEMA show. It is a little sparse.
Yeah. Well, we're planning.
We don't even have a wet bar. Come on.
Well, good point. It should be wet. We're divers. But we are working on that. But, you know, the main focus right now is the puppet show of Scuba Radio 20 Years Still Sucking on Air. You know, we are going to perform this with puppets. We got a couple more puppets in today. Bubble Boy's already been practicing.
Is that what you call it?
I've gotten pretty good at it.
Yeah, okay.
He's making some interesting, inappropriate piles.
Put the puppet down.
Yeah, well, he's doing weird down. Things with the puppets. I'm a little concerned.
We brought in the extra large mermaid puppet this year.
A behavioral psychologist would have a field day with this little thing he's got going on over
there. Well, he's got one of the pirate puppets that has like a wooden leg. And, you know, when you put that together with a mermaid puppet, there's some shenanigans going on that are just not appropriate.
There's a lot of shenanigans.
Yeah. So
it's a little disturbing.
I'm not sure what we're going to do with this, but there's going to be a line that we will not be able to cross publicly. And
hey, can we call up some divers in Japan available. And get one of those lifelike mermaid puppet dolls?
We don't need that. We already have a mermaid puppet. We have a couple of them, actually.
It'd be fun in the booth.
Okay, I don't think we're talking about the same thing. We're talking about putting on a show, not for your private enjoyment. You hear what I'm saying, Casey?
Oh, it'd be a show.
Oh, boy. Just stop. Stop it already.
It's private's enjoyment.
You know, they've already poured, you know, red paint all over the Little Mermaid there in Denmark. Let's not make it any worse.
Yeah.
All right? But, yeah, we got things we got to do and plan for. So we're waiting on three more puppets to arrive, and then the rehearsals will begin for 20 years, still sucking on air. And if you want to go listen to it, just go to scubaradio.com. It's right there at the top post. And you can listen to the play that we put on in New Jersey on our official April 1st anniversary, the 20-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. That is the play that we're going to perform live at the DEMA show with puppets. You see, you ask, why puppets? Well, because...
Why not?
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I didn't really have an answer. So, why not? Yeah. All right, hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is on deck. We're going to talk about Jerry and his latest dive training and much, much more. Stay close.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.